Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm fed up, just got back,
baby. The big white house on the hill. Welcome back. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stein Hendricks is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Has a number of jobs, all of them helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward, whether it be in his marketing role. He's got a healthcare project he's working on. He's helping a lot of startups. Find him at chiefoutsiders.com/Stein Hendricks, and that's STIJN. HENDRIKSE, like Blasingame. It's not that easy. And he's our good friend. Stein, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some things that I really am enjoying hearing you talk about some of the things that you're trying to make sure you do better. And share a couple of more of those of those with us, some of the other ones. One of them you say is don't be late. Is that a problem you have, or is that a problem that annoys you when other people do it?
I think both. I'm definitely not. I'm not perfect in that department at all. I think it's always good, something good to recommit to. And this is a little broader than not being late, like when you're looking at your watch. But don't be late with things you commit to in general.
Right.
Right. And it also helps them to not commit to everything. Right. And only commit to things that you really are ready to not be late for, and to really. Be serious about.
Well, this is what you're talking about. To me, at the foundation of this, don't be late. You say don't say yes if you mean no. This is all in an area that I talk about on the show with our good friend Archie Chankute about trust. Right? If you and I agree on something and I don't deliver, then I've broken trust, haven't I?
You have, and it's actually interesting how often we also do that with ourselves, you know, with our loved ones, in very simple and benign ways sometimes. And it really all comes down to, again, being very conscious about what do you commit to, what do you really want to stand for, and then do those things really well. It's always helpful when you start a new year to maybe reflect on that and write it down.
So another thing you talk about is don't interrupt. Now you can't have a talk show if you don't interrupt. Sometimes I have to interrupt, but anyway, go ahead. Is this something you're seeing a lot of? Is this happening more than you think it used to?
You don't have a lot of time, right? And a lot of people make a lot of noise. So there is a very functional way of interrupting, especially when it's part of a conversation where you're actively listening to each other, you're engaging each other. But when you cross the line where it's not about listening anymore, where you're really just ignoring the other side and trying to get your own point across, then there's no conversation at all happening, right? And that's
right.
Probably what I'm talking most about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a lot of social media?
Yeah,
isn't social media a lot about interruptions?
Yeah, my marketing sort of New Year's resolution for everybody would be to not make noise, right? It's so cheap these days for a company, for an organization to use digital tools, modern tools to make a lot of noise, whether it's trying to get more followers on Twitter,
right,
or to have a website that tries to say too much on the homepage, or have a brochure that's too thick and too long. And all those things are a form of interruption marketing, right? And my good friend Seth Godin has really pitched permission-based marketing, right? It's the new way of doing things.
Right.
Don't interrupt. Communicate with people when they've asked you to, right? When they said, hey, follow me home. I'd like to hear more from you. And that's a balance, I think, that a lot of companies can still, and a lot of brands can still strike better. And it doesn't always have to be black and white. If you only do permission marketing and nobody has ever heard of your product or your service, than they might never do, right?
It's right.
Like a little bit of knocking on doors and maybe standing on a pedestal once in a while is okay, because people have to learn about your new book. It has to come on the new arrivals table in front of the bookstore at some point. But once you've done a little bit of that, then it's really about permission-based marketing. Are people interested in hearing more from you?
Well, you know, as you know, Stein, I devoted a whole chapter of my new book to Follow Me Home, and so I completely agree. And so as we think about that, about not interrupting, let's transition over to some marketing thoughts from you, because that's what really your wheelhouse, and I think you're right about that. I mean, people today want to be. They find the companies that they're attracted to, and they don't mind those people interrupting them. I have a handful or two of companies that when I get their email, I check it out. I don't mind them interrupting me, because I believe that they have what I want, and or if not today, they will one day. And so it's handy for me for them to follow me home. But there are 100 other companies that try to get my attention. And I've already determined that I'm not interested in them. And as you say, they're just noise.
Yeah, and you have to respect that. If you can build a list instead of paying for a list, so to speak, that list is worth 100 times as much, right? If you can have people call you when they are in need or find you online instead of you trying to find them, that's, again, a much... much more scalable way of a relationship, a commercial engagement, a marketing tactic.
Folks, Stein is helping a lot of startups get their business off the ground. I'm going to get him to share some of those, what he's telling them with us after these messages. Stein Hendricks and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.